future of Maine's residential solar power industry was thrown into doubt today when lawmakers upheld Governor Paula Page's veto of a measure that supporters say aimed to stabilize the sector. Fred Bever reports.
The bill would have stalled a comparatively rapid phase-out of incentives small solar electricity generators get when they put excess energy back onto the power grid. It would also have called for an in-depth analysis of the costs and benefits of the so-called net metering program. And until recently, it looked as if the legislature was poised to override Governor Paula Page's veto. The Senate easily overrode the veto on a bipartisan vote. But recent lobbying by net metering's opponents, including Central Maine Power, succeeded in peeling off enough support in the House to make sure that the veto held. In floor debate, Representative Heather Ciarocchi, a Scarborough Republican, quoted an op-ed by CMP's CEO, Sarah Burns.
Today, the people who invest in private solar systems earn their return on the investment by shifting millions of dollars of grid operating costs onto those who don't or can't make the same investment. That is simply not fair.
Burns' analysis has come under fire from solar power advocates. They say it wildly inflates the true size of that purported cost shift, while failing to account for financial benefits analysts say distributed energy sources, such as rooftop solar arrays, can create, for instance, by averting the need for some costly transmission investments. They charge that CMP's true motivation is to stop the build-out of energy sources that take homes off the grid because, simply, that means less profit for CMP. And Representative Ralph Chapman, a Brooksville Independent, noted that the veto would continue uncertainty over how the residential solar power industry will be regulated in Maine.
And the primary need that they have, and their customers and their clients, is some level of certainty as to what is going to happen. The uncertainty is more costly than a poor decision.
The veto override, which required a two-thirds majority, failed on a vote of 88-48 in the House. In the absence of new law, the residential solar sector will now be governed under rules set by the Maine Public Utilities Commission, scheduled to go into effect in January. Those rules would more quickly phase out net metering incentives while creating a new regulatory scheme that Governor Paula Page himself has condemned, which the state's public advocate found would, in the short term, cost all electricity users more money than when sticking with the old system, and which environmentalists have already filed papers to challenge in the state Supreme Judicial Court. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.